Welcome to the Ecom 80/20 podcast, the show for brands looking to compete and win at selling online by building better customer relationships. Hosted by Isaac Hyman and Yaakov Rosenberg, co-founders of Highflyer Digital and marketing experts for 7-, 8-, and 9-figure brands, we'll reveal, discuss, and demystify the secret strategies that the top 1% use to acquire, convert, and retain customers better. Our mission is to help level the playing field and help you build more profitable, predictable, and scalable revenue streams for your business. Let's get started.
Welcome back to the Ecom 80/20 podcast. I'm here, your host, Yaakov Rosenberg, with my partner, Isaac Hyman, where we help companies work smarter, not harder. And today, we are excited to have Isaac back on the East Coast, where he spent the last couple of days over in California in Palm Springs at the ETEL convention, where he was actually a panelist and a featured speaker. And we were excited to have him go over there, spend some time there, drop some knowledge, and really really pick a lot of people's brains over there as to what's going on. And people ask him a lot of good questions. So today we're going to explore what happened at ETEL and really get a recap, a review, and just summarize how it went and what you talked about, and we'll go from there. So first off, how was California? Was it nice and sunny, hot, warm, beautiful?
California is awesome. Are you kidding me? It's the best.
Yeah.
Better
than the East Coast right now, I'll bet.
Definitely better than the East Coast. The West Coast is just so vibrant. I mean, if you've ever been to Palm Springs, just so colorful, and it's just a good juxtaposition between, you know, some hot, some cold, especially if you're going up towards the mountains. And it's just a great place to kind of, you know, step away from technology a little bit. Not saying you're isolated, but
yeah,
step away, kind of enjoy your time there and just kind of, you know, learn a lot. And I think part of the thing at ETEL Palm Springs, and I went to both of them. I went to ETEL Boston and I went to ETEL in Palm Springs. And the people in Boston tell me, if you go to one of them, go to the Palm Springs one, because you're kind of isolated in the JW Marriott, and they're all kind of learning together, and there's not many other things to do. If you're all the way there in Boston, you're in the hub center of the city.
Yeah.
But in Palm Springs at the JW Marriott, it's like you're there, you're hunkered down with all these people focusing on e-commerce learning and vendors and technology and speakers, and you really could go deep into what you want to achieve there. So highly recommend it. Get down there. Worth it.
Yeah, for sure. That's it's on my bucket list, I guess. Definitely something that we can we can do, and something that we should be doing. And you know, the more of these, the better. So you were featured in a panel. Before we really dive into that, tell us what the topic was that you spoke about, and then go into some of the bullet points you really addressed, and any of the questions that may have been asked.
Sure. The panel was great. We had some really great experts there. Guy Hansen from Validity. We had Stephanie from Everly Health, and Matthew Seifert from Pretty Litter, and it was moderated by Optimove, which is a customer data platform. She did a great job. That was Marisol. And we were all talking about perfecting email personalization. And in this day and age where people get inundated with emails and everyone's more or less a number to a lot of brands, how do you perfect your kind of personal into your marketing, specifically your email marketing? And just, contextualize and drive improve your educational-based marketing and connect with the person behind the email. So that's kind of what the panel was about. And they had some really great experts there. I was probably the dumbest person on the panel for sure. So that's what I like to be. I like to be the guy, the dumb guy learning from everyone, but, you know, giving what I can every time when I'm asked a good question.
Yeah. So what were some of the good questions? If you could highlight one or two that may have been asked, what would you highlight?
Sure. I think some of the questions that really stuck out to me at the time were, number one, how do you kind of like create a great customer engagement strategy early in the customer relationship, right? How do you kind of personalize a customer lifecycle in the first 30 days? And that is always a challenge for some brands who are kind of like used to starting with a discount code and assuming that brands will just kind of like jump in. I'm sorry, customers will always just jump in and say, oh, you know what? I got a discount code. Let me start, you know, buying from you right away.
Right.
But, you know, You know what I mean? Like, we all think that, oh, we got a discount, so we're only a discount-oriented shop. But right, what's so important, and that's definitely something we learned from Pretty Litter, and that's definitely something we implement for our clients, is the idea of just kind of storytelling and building out your brand and kind of imbuing them into what you do really well. And it goes back to kind of like the good old Disney stories. We're big in Encanto family now because I'm Colombian. So when you go back to Disney, it's always about how do you position, right? How do you position a family?
The family.
How do you position your story? Yeah. And who's exactly. Right. And who's the hero? Who's the villain, right? The hero. You're the hero brand and you're out to kind of like, you know, be the top service and hero for your customers, and the villain is, I don't know, Amazon or something like that, or everyone else is doing it wrong. And you just want to kind of build out that story, and that's kind of how you address the new subscribers. And then when you have new purchasers, well, that's a different story to tell, right? You got to kind of address it more like, well, your story got them to kind of make a purchase. Now you kind of want to make sure you're adopting them and wowing them and delivering on their expectations, being helpful, educational, adding value. So all those things require a different approach. And that's kind of how you personalize those two different types of personas.
Speaking to your customer, making sure that it's you know, personal, person to person, human to human, keeping it with a human touch and not like robotic and not methodic and everything about that, you know, shop, buy, make it more conversational. So that's really important. It's a cool topic. I'm happy to hear that those were some good questions that came up. How did you address the idea? I'm just looking over the notes from your session, but how did you address the idea of building a relationship and education tool versus it just being a sales tool? Email specifically, I mean.
Well, yeah, that's exactly it. I think, in one of our webinars we do, right, we talk all about how, you know, the top brands, Amazon, if you compare brands to Amazon, right, Amazon is a faceless commerce, right? It's just a faceless experience. It's great. Don't get me wrong. You can get items pretty quickly. You know, I'm expecting an item today from Amazon, I'm sure.
Just one.
Door soon, just one, right. Probably a little more. It's actually funny because I just got, when I got home from e-tail, I guess it was on my doorstep.
Nice.
Sledgehammer, this book right here, one of our clients.
This podcast is not sponsored by Sledgehammer. If Sledgehammer would like to sponsor this podcast, please let us know.
Maybe. Who knows? Maybe. Who knows? Great book. Definitely pick it up. But all I was saying is that, you know, Amazon's a faceless commerce and other brands have the opportunity to put a face behind the brand. And that's kind of how you kind of can help put the face behind the brand by being helpful and being educational and saying, we're going to help walk you through the process of buying something. We're going to help you develop that kind of friendship and relationship to help navigate you through the process of buying something, of acquiring a service, acquiring a product, like a could be something as small as, I'll give another example that was Pretty Litter, who mentioned at e-tail, they said, you know, they have this litter. It's Pretty Litter. It's what that does is like, it's like cat litter that kind of also changes colors based on what, if that litter is being used or not. Fascinating product. And people think that it's just this kind of, it's Pretty Litter. It's just, you know, it's litter you put down for your cat, and when it changes color,
time
to change it. Well, there's so much more about this product that you can unlock. And that's what they do with their educational series. And there's so much more. It does more than just change colors. It does this and does that and does this and does that. And that's kind of how they build that relationship and trust and get customers to buy into their product and brand. So that's kind of a great, great example of how they do it really well.
Nice. Yeah. And then that's something we do with, you know, typically in a welcome series email where you'd have, you know, the first one given that discount, but then four or five more emails that come out are not just buy. It's, you know, we might also have buyer guides or FAQs, educational, other educational tools of how to use a product that we're trying to, you know, convey to the customer. So it's not just shop. It's, you have to teach them how to use it and put a face to a name, and sometimes even have a signature with the owner of the company being the first one, to sign off on an email. so much that you can do with that, and so many different ways to personalize it and just make it, you know, not faceless, like you said, like Amazon. So just, you know, moving over towards the kind of companies that we're at Etail. Let's talk a little bit about the different retailers that you may have met, you know, different vendors or people that really stuck out that you just want to give a shout out to, and really, you know, you learned something from them as much as they learned from you.
Oh, that's a great segue. Actually, you know, generally the reason why every brand should go out to a conference focused on e-commerce. If you're a grocery store, there's grocery conferences specifically within e-commerce too. The Shop Talk, I think there's Grocery Shop Talk, Grocery too, I don't know. But grocery options, there's Etail, there's probably DTC, there's Commerce Next over here in New York City. I'm invited to an email insider summit over in Hilton Head, South Carolina, in May, which I don't know if we'll make it, but there's so many different opportunities to learn. And if you're not learning, you're not growing. So at High Flyer, we definitely take the opportunity to kind of travel to these things and learn as much as we can. And a great example of that is, I got to give a shout out to Optimove. Optimove is a really fantastic CDP. For those that don't know what that really means, it's like a customer data platform allows you to kind of have a single source of truth for your customers and use that for segmentation and personalization, and then power that out to your other channels like Facebook, right. You know, search, social.
Everything comes in one place. And you can use it in all different places.
Yeah, exactly. So a huge fan of Optimove. They're doing such great stuff there, and they have such a wise team. It's actually, they're, I don't know if they are considered an Israeli company, and that's we're chewing the horn of Israeli companies or not, but they are so innovative in what they do that I think Optimove is a fantastic tool. It's not cheap, but they do such a great job at compiling the customer data all into one, modeling it out, and kind of shooting out these type of personas for your brand that allows you to become a much stronger marketer at the end of the day. That's one I call out. One more call out actually I have is Dynamic Yield, which I also love what they do. They provide very personalized experiences on site. So if, let's say, you're sending an email with recommendations, browse recommendations, things like that, sometimes customers will click through those emails and come back to a site that doesn't have that same personalization, right? We know how that is, because the site doesn't match the email. You have some problems, right? Yeah. There's a lost conversion opportunity. Dynamic Yield matches it all. So that is a really cool opportunity. Bluecore does the same. I love Bluecore as well. So those are my top three that I'm a big fan of.
Did you speak to them, or did you just check out their booths? How did it work?
Well, Optimove was hosting the panel. Right. Ah. So I already knew them before. And actually, I've worked with them over at my time at Autorama. And they do such great stuff. They are a bespoke customer data platform. So really had a good run in with most of their team. And they're all really, really brilliant people. And they're growing fast. Bluecore, I've actually worked with as well. Also a great tool. And then Dynamic Yield, haven't had the chance to, but I've seen them presented. I've actually went to their conference before as well to learn about what they do. And I hope I have the opportunity to work with them. And all these people are just fantastic. A lot more tools I've met and people I know there, but those are my top three that I've always fallen in love with. And I want to see what they're doing next.
Nice. And what about actual e-commerce businesses, not software companies, but what about any e-com businesses that you may have, you know, started conversations with or piqued your interest, you want to learn more about? Who would you say was something that you stood out for you?
Well, I definitely loved seeing Everly Health. Everly Health is a brand that's always on my feed, and they're doing some great stuff with, it's funny because they started out as like, you know, they're a health brand. And one of their main things was that they had this kind of COVID detector, and that's what kind of helped them grow a lot.
Wow.
So they're doing some great stuff. They're all about, I see them on my, on like, whatever I watch a show on, I don't know, Lifetime or TLC. I watch a lot of shows on Lifetime.
Lifetime? Okay. No judgment.
I don't know. Yeah, I know. Maybe it's not. No judgment is maybe my thing, but they do a really great thing about kind of having the future of healthcare is all like digital and technology is all enabling all this. So they're doing some great stuff on the personalization side. So that was great to meet. I met a cool player on DC Cargo Mall. They're doing a lot of great kind of industrial type of e-commerce, selling directly to like, you know, commercial and industrial brands. A lot of brands are similar to DC Cargo Mall. They're all on Amazon, right? They sell on Amazon, but now they're kind of trying to figure out how to get some sort of standing by going direct to consumer. How do they kind of, some of what we say, right? How do they build their brand by going direct to consumer? And they come to Etail to learn those strategies. And that's kind of, those are definitely the top brands I've met.
Nice. And if you could, if you can give one point, one thing, one nugget that you really took out of that whole conference. I know that, you know, you were on a panel, but you attended other panels and you attended other speakers. So what was the one thing that stood out to you so that you could bring back to us, High Flyer, as well as all of our clients and customers and everyone listening to this podcast? What's the one nugget you would want to share? Maybe I'm putting
you on the spot. One nugget, yeah. Certainly with, no worries. That's always good. I think the one nugget, if you'd say nugget, getting hungry. If there's one nugget I took away out of this whole conference was that you kind of have to perfect that flywheel, like, and not to toot our horn about that. Not to say like we're about flywheel. The top brands, the ones who attend these conferences are the ones who are trying to figure out how to constantly perfect two areas, acquisition and retention. And they're constantly trying to figure out what is the best technologies to enable that? What are the best KPIs to enable it? What are the best, kind of window or times to start implementing new technologies to improve acquisition, to improve retention? And all these are playing a major role in how brands are fueling their e-commerce operation, right? Acquisition fuels retention. Retention fuels acquisition and on and on and on and on. And you just have to constantly refine it down. I could tell you all about some of the cool vendors out there that are talking about credit and loyalty and brands like Afterpay Splitit, right? All these payments kind of solutions that allow you to buy now, pay later. So many different brands out there doing that, but it all falls down to one bucket. How do we acquire and retain our customers? And you do it through loyalty or credit, of course, but that's what it comes down to. I think that's the big nugget, right? Everything is helpful. And you could be easily overwhelmed by seeing everyone there and talking to all these vendors and all these salespeople and all these kind of, you know, information. That's the whole point is to say, like, how am I perfecting my acquisition and perfecting my retention after this conference?
Yeah, because that's the name of the game. I mean, for e-commerce businesses as a whole, e-commerce agencies, anyone who's in any type of sales, it's not just getting that first sale or it's not just getting that first customer and client. It's how do we turn them into multiple time buyers? How do we turn them into brand ambassadors and referrers for us? Because, you know, if somebody loves a product, they're going to tell all their friends. And if they're not happy, they're not going to tell their friends and they're, you know, not going to leave positive reviews. So the more people that that like you and like your product, like your service, the more likely you are going to be referred and get more people in your pipeline, in your customer base, because that's the name of the game. You're not going to grow. You're not going to scale if you just live off of one-time buyers. It's just not sustainable. You need to have all those people becoming more ambassadors for you. And you know, it's cool that they have conferences like this out there. I think that having Etail and East, West, wherever it is, it's something that companies and brands and agencies definitely need to be at, just to be immersed and know what's going on in the industry, know what's next in the industry and how to improve and how to keep at it. So really cool that you had an opportunity to go. Welcome back. We're happy to have you back. But really cool that you're able to get out there.
Yeah, and just I mean, one main takeaway out of this is that it tends to be a flood of information. Highly recommend that whoever attended or whoever wants to learn about or whoever watched the kind of recaps and the webinars or the virtual one, implement one or two things right away. Because if you're not implementing it right away, we all kind of put it on the back burner. We don't kind of take the next step and we leave it hanging. And then a quarter later, 90 days later, a year, half a year later, you're like, oh yeah, I probably should have done that. Just implement one thing. And that's the That's the main takeaway. And I think we do that pretty often. We just, once we learn something, we're like, I'm going to roll this out right away.
Yeah.
Roll it out. You know, it may not be perfect, but it's done.
Better be, right? Better done than perfect. So start it, get it going, tweak it and work on it later. And then, you know, you're better off that way. Because if you just leave things and say, oh, I'll get to it later, you're never going to get to it. It's, so yeah, so.
That's correct, yeah. And my one final note, I mean, I was thinking ahead just, I know we're almost at time, is that I think for the next detail, yeah, hopefully we'll have more of a, you know, we'll have the opportunity to have a presence there and kind of talk to these brands from an agency perspective. I think one of the next thing that a lot of brands will need is to kind of have that expert guidance on site to kind of say, you know, here's a good technology that'll work for you, or here's our expert opinion on which technologies actually, you know, live up to their talk, right? Not just, it's good to hear the talk and they talk the talk, but do they walk the walk, right? So you want to have an expert agency there who's going to be like, yeah, we know them, or yeah, we talk to them, or yeah, we kick their tires for you. And here's our expert opinion on that. That's actually something that's lacking there. And I'm excited to have the opportunity to kind of do that. And we could maybe all get down there and help out all these brands on site, you know, implement it correctly.
When is the next detail? When is Etail Boston?
Oh, that's going to be in August. Obviously, I would love to get the Palm Springs one in February as well. It's a year away, but definitely yeah. One in August. Maybe that's a good fit.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Again, thank you everybody for listening. This was a fun episode of the Ecom 8020 podcast where we talked about Isaac's adventure to the West Coast, to Palm Springs at Etail West this past week. And we're happy to have him back, but happy to share his insights into Etail. This has been the Ecom 8020 podcast. I'm your host, Jakob Rosenberg, with my partner, Isaac Hyman. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great week, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Ecom 8020 podcast. If you enjoyed this show, please make sure to subscribe and follow us on social at High Flyer Digital for daily tips, content, and videos. To put this week's strategy into action and move your brand forward, go to highflyerdigital.com/book and schedule a free 15-minute chat with Isaac and Jakob. Let's partner together to compete and win at e-commerce. Your brand is worth it. Until next week, this is Isaac and Jakob wishing you a successful and profitable week.